Ensign Reader Survey. We need your feedback to help us improve the Ensign magazine. You can go to www.ensign.lds.org and complete the survey online, or you can fill out this printed questionnaire and mail it to Ensign Editorial, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, USA. Do not include your name or other identifying information. Please complete the survey before October 31st, 2008. Thank you for your help. 1. Are you male or female? 2. How old are you? 3. What is your current marital status? Single, never married, married, divorced or separated, widowed. 4. Where do you currently live? Australia, Canada, New Zealand, United Kingdom/Ireland, United States, or other. 5. Including yourself, how many people read your copy of the Ensign? 1, 2, 3, 4 or more. 6. About how much of the Ensign do you read each month? 10% or less? 25% or less? 50% or less? Most or all of it? 7. During the past 6 months, how often have you used the internet to read or download a general conference talk from the Ensign? Never? Once or twice? 3 to 5 times? 6 or more times? 8. During the past 6 months, how often have you used the internet to read or download a non-conference article from the Ensign? Never? Once or twice? 3 to 5 times? 6 or more times? 9. How often do you use the annual index printed in the December Ensign? Never? Rarely? Sometimes? Often? 10. How would you describe the layout and design of the Ensign? Please mark all that apply. Modern, repetitive, fresh, too formal, appealing, dignified, old-fashioned, inviting, predictable, too idealized. 11. I am less likely to read an article that is longer than 1 page, 2 pages, 3 pages, 4 pages, 5 pages, 6 or more pages. Length is irrelevant to what I choose to read. 12. I would like to read more articles about. Please share your thoughts. 13. Besides the First Presidency and visiting teaching messages, what 4 features do you look at first when you receive the Ensign? Please mark only 4. Contents page, articles on social issues, personal experiences including LDS voices, family or marriage articles, articles for single adults, historical or scholarly articles, pictures, art, articles mentioned on the cover, news of the church, general authority articles, articles related to a Sunday lesson, random sampler. 14. How often do you read the following types of articles in the Ensign? Please choose one of the following options for each category. Never, rarely, sometimes, usually, always. Doctrinal articles. Historical and other scholarly articles. Personal experiences, for example, Latter-day Saint voices. Random sampler. Family or marriage articles. Articles for single adults. Articles related to a Sunday lesson. Articles that showcase gospel art. Articles on social issues, for example, addiction, adoption, etc. 15. How much do you agree or disagree with the following? Please choose one of the following options for each statement. Strongly disagree, disagree, neither agree nor disagree, agree, strongly agree. The Ensign presents a realistic portrait of the lives and challenges of Latter-day Saints. Each issue has something that speaks to my interests and concerns. The Ensign is intellectually stimulating. Articles in the Ensign are consistent with official church doctrines and policies. The Ensign is spiritually uplifting. Reading the ensign helps me better understand gospel doctrines. 16. On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your overall satisfaction with the ensign? Please select a number from 1 to 10, 1 being not at all satisfied, and 10 being completely satisfied. 17. On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate the importance of the ensign in your life? Please choose a number from 1 to 10, 1 being not at all important, and 10 being very important. 18. Please share any other comments or suggestions you may have. End of the Ensign Reader Survey.